Hallelujah. Awesome. We ready? Amen. Sorry, I'm grinning to myself because I know the message that's coming. And you'll see why I'm grinning in a second. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word. Thank you for the opportunity to come together as a family and focus on truths, on scriptures that can change our lives. Thank you for the hearts that these seeds are about to be sown into. I speak out understanding in the mighty name of Jesus, so that that seed is starts to grow, understood, grow, germinate, produce fruit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to preach on a topic that I've not preached about for a while. It's one of the topics that's not really popular in the church, because as soon as I start speaking about it, you're going to think I'm talking about you. So I will try and not make eye contact throughout this message. I'll try and look at everybody. Make sure I don't miss anybody out with this. So well. Good message. It's been good for me this week. The Lord took me to these verses, reminded me about this topic. And I don't think it's an accident when the Lord reminds us about scriptures, reminds us about truths, probably trying to tell us something. And I have the kind of double whammy when I get verses and difficult scriptures and topics to focus on, because I also have to think, is it for the church? Or is it just for me? No, this is not just for me. It was for me this week. You're laughing, Adie. See if you're laughing at half an hour, son. No, sorry. you thought Nancy was looking at you. Yes. So, no accident when something is laid upon the heart of a pastor or a teacher. I think some of us might need to hear this. I'm going to be talking about offence. I'm going to be talking about getting offended. I'm going to be talking about taking offence. Most of you who come here regularly don't normally hear me being quite so forceful and asking you to be quiet and sit down as I did today. Was that something unusual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really gave you an opportunity to get offended this morning. Give you some practical opportunity to take offence. A few folk threw out some comments. The perfect opportunity to get offended. So I'll just kind of throw that out there. So I hope this will bless you. Really hope this will bless you. When you listen to this, yes, it may be a message for you, but I am not preaching this thinking that person A needs to hear this, okay? Interestingly, I'm sitting there with Stu at the start, just before the start. Stu sits down, how you doing, bro? How's it going? Yeah. What are you preaching on this morning? Preaching on offence. Oh, do you just wait for me to come back? Now, I knew he was joking. We were joking. But I said, Stu, that's just a perfect example that some folk might just think, oh, is he speaking at me? Is this for me? Well, probably is. But it's not because of an event that I'm preaching this. It was because the Lord led me to these verses and has led me to preach on this. So I did preach on this a few years ago, but probably it's time we reminded ourselves about it. Why? Because we forget.
Yes.
We need to be constantly reminded. So go with me to Luke 17:1. Anybody got a Bible that where Jesus speaks it's in red?
Yeah.
Excellent. So this is not Vicky speaking here. This is Jesus, okay? Luke 17:1. Then said he unto his disciples, unto his believers, unto his followers, Anybody in that camp this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying to his followers, his disciples, it is impossible, but that offences will come. I'm going to stop there. The rest of this passage is about what happens to people who offend. But I want to just focus on us when offence comes our way. I want to look at that side of the equation this morning. It's like, woe unto you if you're offensive. But that's a different message. It is impossible but that offences will come. Old English. And it just says, offences will come. It is impossible that you will not have the opportunity to be offended. If you were standing there getting your coffee, if you were standing there chatting away this morning, you had the possibility to be offended. I am sometimes anointed. Hallelujah, says Val at the back. I am sometimes anointed to be offensive. Myself, you were also saying this morning, oh boy, aren't we anointed sometimes to take offence?
Yeah.
Aren't we really good at that? Quite a skill that we've kind of accumulated over the years. If you read on, you will talk about the people who cause offence. But I just want to focus on the other side of it. Being on the receiving end of offensive behaviour. Because see, if you wake up in the morning alive and get out of bed, I mean sometimes when you're still lying in bed, you can have the opportunity to be offended. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're alive, get out of bed, go and meet people, go to work, go to school, go to the supermarket. Relate to people. You are going to have the opportunity to be offended. It is impossible, but that offences will come. Offences are going to come your way all the time. We're always on the receiving end of offensive behaviour. But I want to show you that we have a choice about how we react to that offensive behaviour. I want to show you that offence is coming your way and you being offended are different things. They're not the same. Offensive behaviour coming at you and you being offended are not the same. Well, I couldn't help it. Oh, yes, you can. I'm going to be not exactly subtle this morning. Subtle as a sledgehammer. Listen to this. I want to show you that being offended, that taking offence is a choice, not an event. You get that? Being offended, taking offence is a choice, it is not an event. Me standing up here, berating you to get your coffee and sit down is an event. It happened.
Yeah.
You starting possibly maybe to get offended was a choice. See that? Being offended is a choice. It's not an event. And Luke 17:1, Jesus says, guys, offences are going to come. It's impossible that they won't. If you're living, if you're alive, if you're breathing, if you're in a church fellowship, if you're in a family, if you go to work, offences are going to come. But do you notice, I love something, it's what the Bible doesn't say. Do you notice what Luke 17:1 doesn't say? It doesn't say, it is impossible for you not to get offended. It doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't say, guys, you're gonna take offense. Guys, take my word for it. It's really difficult out there. It's going to be hard for you. You are going to get offended. That's not what he's saying, is it? He says, offenses are going to come your way. But there's a huge difference between the two. Anybody notice that the last 2 or 3 weeks We have had a lot of rain.
Yes.
I mean, James couldn't help me both. The fitter was cancelled yesterday. Waterlogged pitch. Just been so much rain. We had storm, what's her face, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Who was it? Koira?
Kira.
And then was it Dennis? Dennis. And now, is it Edith or Ellen or somebody? Just on the side, has any of you noticed that since we've started naming storms, we seem to be getting a lot more? Is that just me? I can't remember lots and lots of storms when I was a kid. We get a storm every weekend now. We have had 3 weekends in a row when we've had a storm, allegedly. I think naming them's just giving them power, but anyway, that's completely different. But there's been a lot of rain recently, hasn't there? On and off for a whole fortnight. 3 storms, masses and masses and masses of rain. But do you know, once through that whole 3 weeks, I have never got soaked.
Yeah.
I have never got wet. Never got wet through. Plenty of opportunity to get wet. Plenty of opportunity to get absolutely soaked. Because it was raining. And raining a lot. It is impossible but that it is going to rain. We bide in the northeast of Scotland. Rain is gonna come. Lots and lots of it. And you have lots of opportunity to get soaked. But what did I do this week? I didn't get soaked. What did I do? I stayed in the house. Or when I did go out, I put on a big coat. When I went to the bank, I was under an umbrella. Where is this nut job going with this message? I had lots of opportunity to get wet because it was raining. But I took appropriate action. I stayed out of the rain and I stayed dry. Whether I got stayed dry or whether I got soaking wet was my choice. And I got wet or dry based upon my choices and my actions. Do we get that?
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same with offence and getting offended. Exactly the same. Why is he talking about rain all the time? He's gone off his head. No, he hasn't. This has got everything to do with being offended. Exactly the same. All about our choices. All about what we decide to do with that. All about how we react to it. My reaction to all that rain, more often than not, was to sit in the settee in the recliner with my feet. But when I went out, was it you that said, there's no inappropriate weather, just inappropriate clothing. So, I made choices, and I decided to stay wet. Dry even. I decided, but you know, that's like an appropriate little slip, because we decide to get offended. Yeah. No, I don't. Yes, you do. You have a choice. Or we all have a choice. Some of you may not like to hear this, but being offended, taking offence, is your choice. Offence comes your way, you can let it be like water off a duck's back. Do you actually know that ducks don't like the rain? That's a myth that ducks like rain. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So they wouldn't have been very happy for the last couple of weeks either. We choose. I forgot where I was going there. If we're alive and in relationships with people, offence will come our way. Do you know why? Because people are offensive. Agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed? People are offensive. I tell you what, guys, you're offensive. Tell you someone else, I'm offensive. Did I hear a lot of I got it, and I get an amen for that, I thought. Hey, look, guys, in all seriousness, every time I stand up here, I would say behind the pulpit, but we don't have one. Every time a pastor stands up and preaches, he has the potential to be offensive. Because not everybody's going to like everything that they hear. You know, you're not going to like what I say, you're not going to like what I don't say, you're not going to like what I do, you're not going to like what I don't do. We've all been there, I think. So this event of offence is going to come along. How we deal with that event, how we choose, how we determine whether we get offended or not, whether we stay in the rain or go in the house or whatever, is down to us. See, the phrase we use is to take offence, isn't it? When offence comes our way, if we get upset by it and get annoyed or whatever, we're said to take offence. That says to me about choice. We're not given offence. That's not the phrase, is it? People will come along and try and give us it, but that's not what we say. We say we take offence, and that is true in a real sense here. When someone does something offensive to us, rude to us, hurts us, ridicules us, when someone does something offensive to us, we can either take it or reject it. Agreed?
Yeah.
We can either take it or reject it. Take it and you will get offended. Reject it, you'll move on, and you will not be offended. And it's as easy as that. Or as simple as that. And I often say that sometimes things are quite simple, but not that easy to do. Hey bro, we know we're there. We've agreed with that this morning. It's sometimes very difficult not to take offence, isn't it? Because people can be very, very offensive. But we choose. Look at Deuteronomy 30:19, please. You know, he said, he's really having a go at us today. No, I'm not. Remember what I said at the start. Primarily, this message was for me this week. I've had some cracking opportunities to get offended this week. And praise God that he started teaching me about this at the start of last week. So, amen. So I'm not having a go at you. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now I get it, this is not about offence, this is not about being offended, but this is the classic verse about choice. The Lord has given us this amazing thing called free will, and we choose in every area of our life. Every area we have free will, we have choice. Therefore we have choice in this area of offence and being offended. We choose. Well, I don't consciously choose. Well, no. We do. We consciously choose to get upset, bitter, annoyed, angry, taking offence. We do. Now, you may be thinking, oh, come on, Vic, what's the real big issue here? You've told us this before. Why repeat the message? Well, the Lord's been telling me about it, therefore I tell you. It's only a wee bit of offence, Vic. I'm just getting a wee bit annoyed. Just getting a wee bit upset. It's not really... You just see me making a huge deal of this. But the Lord also took me to another passage. And I don't think I used that last time. Let's go to Matthew 24. I want to show you the very real danger for us of being offended. The very real danger in taking offence. I was going to read Matthew 24, 10 to 12. But just before Stu sat down beside me this morning, I read on to verse 13 and had some other sort of revelations about that. So let's read Matthew 24, 10 to 13. Now this is Jesus answering the disciples, what's going to happen at the end of the times? What's going to happen before you just before you're coming again? What's going to be at the end of the end of times? Now I think we're in the end times. Jesus is coming again. I don't know when, but he's coming again. So because he's coming again, that's the end times for me. So this is talking about the time that we're in, I believe. Let's jump straight into verse 10. And then shall many be offended. That's exactly the same Greek word, although slightly different tense, that we looked about in Luke 17:1, where offense will come. So Jesus said, offense will come. Jesus is now saying, many will be offended. And what will that lead to? Listen to this if you think offense isn't a problem. And many shall be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That is a list of what can follow after people being offended. I say this now and again. I've read this Bible, and I've never seen that before. Never seen the consequences of what could happen through being offended. This is a negative spiral downwards. It begins with offence. Begins with offence being taken. Because I could come and be really horrible to Sue or Ellie or Evelyn, and if they just let that go, they don't go on to stage two of this negative downward spiral. But we have this downward spiral, and the Lord kind of metaphorically smacked me in the face with that verse this last week. Just when I read that, it was, this is not just about getting annoyed with your brother and you speaking to them for a week. This is not just about, that pastor's really offended for me, I'm going to go to another church. That's not what this passage is about. This is horrendous. This is what could happen if you get offended when offence comes your way. And it is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. Please hear my heart on this. I'm not picking on anyone. I was having a phone call with someone this week. There was this potential issue that kicked off, and someone had got offended at me, and I was in danger of getting offended at them. And I was speaking this situation through with someone, and at the end of the conversation I said, oh, by the way, I'm going to be preaching about this on Sunday, but it's not about this event. Because people might be thinking, well, this is about when I said this to Victor, when I said that to Victor, when I did this. It's not. This has been laid upon my heart by the Lord. And it is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. What does it lead to? It can lead to betrayal. It can lead to hatred. It can lead to false prophets. And what I didn't read while I was studying it and when I read it this morning, what it can also lead to is iniquity, sin, shall abound. And the worst one of all, which I just read this morning, the love of many shall wax cold. Yeah. Now this is talking about the love for the Lord. Guys, being offended can lead to betrayal, hatred, deceit, sin, and going away from the Lord. Come on, Vic. That's a bit extreme. Aye, isn't it? Isn't that a bit extreme? It's horrendous. Are you really saying to me, Vic, that taking offence can lead to betrayal, can lead to hatred, can lead to sin, can lead to me leaving that my walk with the Lord? No, I'm not saying that. Jesus is.
Yeah.
The Bible is. Oh, that's old covenant, but you keep telling us that. Yeah, I mean, this covers us, guys. Taking offence, being offended. Let that sink in. The Bible is saying how dangerous that is. And I really hadn't grasped this before. And I still haven't grasped it fully. But there's this downward spiral. This is not just about having a few relationship issues. Although that is involved in this. Yeah, okay, I agree this is an extreme example. But it's in the Word. It's what the Word says. I mean, I think we'll all agree. We've all been offensive, seen people take offence. We've all been offended. And yeah, that can lead to relationship issues. It can lead to bitterness, leads to anger, leads to unforgiveness, leads to broken relationship, loss of friendship, loss of trust. But then so much more. If it's not dealt with, if we don't deal with it, it can progress in this downward spiral. It is, just popped into my head, being offended and taking offence is the number one reason people leave churches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I look around this morning, and this is amazing, this is great, we're quite full this morning, aren't we?
Yeah.
I could more than double the numbers with people that have taken offence at me and not come back to NGF. I could more than double your numbers with that. I'm not proud of it. Isn't that right, Chris? I see you laughing there. There are so many people that should be coming to MGF. But they're not. Because I've been so offensive. No, not that I've been offensive. But they've been offended.
Yeah.
Taking offence. And I can actually think, really quite sad, of two or three people who were under my pastorship. I got offended. And I'm now not with the Lord. Not walking with the Lord. That's really quite sad. I mean, I just have to take that on the chin because I said the same thing to them that I'm saying to you and you're still here. So it's not like I've offended everybody and chased everybody away. You kind of have to take that. You have to take that on the chin, Carol. Some folk, hey, you know, I know I'm fantastic and brilliant and you all love me, but some folk don't. Amen. But leaders, if you're considering being a leader, being a pastor, it's one of the dangers of the job. Folk are going to take offence at you and be offended. Just because you're standing up here getting an opportunity to speak to so many people.
Yeah.
You're not all going to agree with me. But they've made that choice, and sadly they've made that choice. And I can see, I'm thinking especially of one person, no names, no pack drill, but just see the state that they're in now. Because of offence that they took at me, and just it's really quite sad. And it's, you know, they've gone through that. They're now not with the Lord. They do probably hate me or hate other people. It's really quite difficult. Anyway, I shouldn't have gone there. Never mind. What I'm saying, it's difficult. I have heard, as a pastor, you hear believers speaking about other pastors, previous pastors, old leaders that have taken offence at. And there's bitterness and unforgiveness, but at times there's hatred, betrayal and deceit there as well. It's really quite sad. But they've chosen to do that. Now, no excuse for leaders to be offensive. Well, that's okay. If you take offence, it's your fault. I'll just be as offensive as I want to be. No, that's not right. Absolutely not right. There's no excuse for that kind of behaviour. No excuse for pastors, leaders, or family, or friends, or co-workers, or whatever, to be offensive. But I can't talk to them, I can't counsel them, I can't advise them, but I can talk to you, I can advise you, I can counsel you. Try not to take offence because of what it can lead to. I'm advising you to choose carefully how you react, how you behave. You cannot do anything about that offensive person's behaviour. And you're not responsible for that. But what you're responsible for is your own reactions, your own behaviour. See, if what Jesus said there is true, that's a kind of silly question, isn't it? Of course it's true. If what Jesus said was true, taking offence is nae a good idea, is it? Being offended is not really where we should be going. And I'm not kind of asking you to agree with me on that. I'm asking you to agree with the word again. Yeah. Not really a good idea. Jesus said offences would come. And he also gave a direct warning against being offended. What does that say to me? Jesus is saying, don't get offended. Okay, he doesn't say that explicitly, but he says offences will come, and he gives a warning about being offended. That to me says, heed the warning, don't be offended. If you're warned about something, it's telling us to stay away from it, isn't it? If there's a warning sign, a great big danger sign somewhere, and you run towards it, you're an idiot. Yes?
Yep.
Warning! Woo, woo, woo! Danger! Oh. You wouldn't do that in, I was going to say, you wouldn't do that in real life. You know, you wouldn't do that out there, would you? Some of you, see, some of us might go for a wee look. there's maybe a wee picture there. Why do we run into getting offended when Jesus tells us not to? In a sort of implicit way, when he's given us a warning, kind of telling us not to do it. Allowing the offences that come our way to move us into being offended is a choice that we all make. We choose to be offended. We choose to get wet in the rain. Or we choose not to be offended. We choose to put up a brolly. Or even better, just get by the house and stay away from it. Just stay away from it. Anybody know where Troop Head is?
Yeah.
It's kind of our Banff way. It's a RSPB reserve. It's on the top of some cliffs. And it's the one place around here you can possibly see puffins. But you get loads of other birds there. But it's right at the top of cliffs. Right? Now you guys know I don't like heights. Well, it's not the heights that bothers me. It's the falling at fast speed and hitting the ground that I'm not too keen on. So I'm already wary when I go there. But if you go to Troop Head,